The recently discovered horoscope of Duke Albrecht of Wallenstein is one of the most important of its kind. It surpasses other horoscopes from the period with its detailed explanations of the Duke's life and its use of the then most contemporary astrological techniques. Created in 1627 by an unknown astrologer, it charts 11 years of the Duke's life. With the horoscope featuring in a major exhibition devoted to Wallenstein, Joshua Singer is here to tell us all about it.
Czech Duke and nobleman Albrecht of Wallenstein, known in Czech as Albrecht z Wallsteiner, was the supreme commander of the armies of Habsburg Emperor Ferdinand II and one of the most influential figures in 17th century Europe, particularly during the period of the Thirty Years' War. Though the precise time and purpose of the horoscope's creation is uncertain, there is a strong possibility that its formulation was ordered in 1627, when the Duke assembled a large army in Nisa in Silesia. Likewise, the identity of the horoscope's creator is also unknown, but it was clearly someone practiced in the craft, as Dr. Petr Mašek from the National Museum explains.
The horoscope was probably created at the end of the year 1627 to the beginning of 1628, and in the greatest probability it was from Nisse in Silesia. Whoever created it was actually a practicing astrologer who used a whole spectrum of techniques. They range from the traditional, including even at those times almost forgotten techniques, to the most modern methods. The latter included the so-called Danish tables of Tychon de Brahe, which were developed precisely in that year, 1627. So the author had at his disposal the most modern range of tools.
Uncertainty and mystery shrouds the question of who ordered the horoscope's creation. It was found in a castle in Kopodlno, which at one point belonged from 1638 to Jindřich Šlik, one of the Duke's generals, and there is a possibility that he ordered the horoscope's creation in order to ascertain the fate of his lord, on whom much of the fate of Europe depended.
It was regarded as serious information outlining one's fate to such an extent that the horoscopes of those prominent figures like Wallenstein were by various secret means copied or basically stolen and offered to other people for a fee because they were regarded as strategic material. It is understandable that for many it was important to know how the lives of personalities who shaped the annals of Central European history would turn out.
However, anyone in possession of the horoscope thinking themselves to be in on fate's secrets might have been disappointed, as Wallenstein died 10 years earlier than the horoscope predicted. Next year celebrates the 425th anniversary of his birth, and the horoscope forms part of an exhibition at the Wallenstein Riding School, which runs until February of next year.